up in a big hole late, down by 10, battled back them in fourth overtime. Talk about this team's fight late in this game.
Yeah, you know, we did have a lot of fight. You know, I just, the reason they kind of got that separation is we had some defensive breakdowns that, we can't have if we're going to win basketball games. You know, we gave them some things, some wide open, very easy looks that, if you give a team like this that's a very good offensive team those easy ones, you're going to struggle. So
this team fought back. Justine Line put some points together. I think kind of she and Katie really put this team on their back in the late fourth quarter and early in overtime. Just talk about Katie and Justine's fight this fourth quarter in overtime.
Yeah, they did. Both of those guys really, fought hard and were very clutch in certain moments, I think a lot to kind of grow from and kind of just be hopefully being able to build on. You know, this one's a tough one to swallow. Obviously, you don't want to take an L in overtime by one, but we're getting there. So
the last play where Justine drove the lane, is that a look you were hoping to get? Or does that seem like that might be a little early in the possession?
Yeah, I think we a little bit early, but at the same time, you got to give yourself a chance for an offensive rebound so you can put it back in. I mean, Chloe got another look there, and just unfortunately, it didn't go down.
Good minutes from Chloe. Obviously, saw some stuff you liked. I thought she did a good job defensively.
Yeah, no, she did. That was, the best game Chloe's kind of put together, and hopefully we can kind of build on that moving forward.
From an offensive perspective, first half, you guys missed a ton of shots on offensive putbacks. You had a ton of rebounds. Just, again, couldn't get the easy shots to fall.
Yeah, we've got to be tougher. It was really disappointing, just our lack of being able to finish, those close shots at the rim. I think that's the big thing that our team's got to understand is we got 21 more shots than this team today, 21 more. And, they actually had more second chance points than us. So, if you're going to get those extra possessions, you got to capitalize, and we've got to be better at that.
And same thing, you forced 31 turnovers, but not the points off turnovers didn't really generate enough points off those extra possessions you're getting.
Exactly. So it's about making the easy ones and being tough enough to finish through some contact. And, we've got to be better at that.
Now you head into break, an opportunity, I think, to get some extra practice for this team.
Absolutely. We're a very young team, and it's going to be, a little bit of a marathon and not a sprint. These games feel like sprints, but it is a long season. And, we've got to continue to get better things out of, all of our players, and we have a lot of room to improve.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming over. Definitely a tough loss here in overtime, 73-72. Thanks for the time. We'll let you get to your team and the safe travels back to Davidson.
All right. Thanks, Derek, for coming.
Davidson head coach Gail Coates Folks on the Ortho Carolina postgame show. The Wildcats, a tough 73-72 loss to the Elon Phoenix.